The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hillary Clinton coming up with a good comeback as she's being heckled at a Las Vegas speech. Ooh, the midterm elections, then we're talking President 2016. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. She was, you know what she got paid for that Las Vegas speech? Let's play The Price is Right. What do you think she got paid for that speech? And now, granted, this is a woman who was the first lady. She was the Secretary of State, was a senator. She was paid $225,000 at the University of Nevada Las Vegas Foundation dinner. She was the guest of honor, had the microphone, and then that's where somebody in the background was harassing her. And she said, higher education shouldn't be a privilege for those who can afford it. It should be an opportunity widely available for anyone with the talent, determination, and ambition. And the former Secretary of State said that many students are affected by the loan debt. It drags them down. She praised the Prez for increasing the federal Pell Grants by $1,000. Remember, it was just this past summer in June that she made a few headlines and a few heads turn for the address when it was revealed by UNLV what they were paying Clinton to speak at the dinner at the Bellagio Hotel and Casino. So UNLV students protested the visit, insisting the university instead spend the money on scholarships as tuition at the school is going to increase by, ready for this, 17% over the next 4 years. I'm telling you, education, I don't know how anybody's going to be able to afford it. It's going to be a question of, do I really want to pay that much for the education? Because how much of it am I going to get back once I have to try to pay it back and find a job? So Las Vegas, UNLV certainly isn't the only school really hiking up what students are going to have to pay, but I'll tell you, how do you make up when you have someone that comes in and they do a speech for that kind of money? How do you make it up? Well, the VIP tickets for the fundraiser, $10,000 each. So, yeah, it's got to be people that have some money in Sin City that are going to go and spend that money to see Hillary Clinton. And then probably the money, they say most of the money that she takes from a speech, they dump into the Clinton Foundation. Anyway, but the students had a point. Yes, you're talking about helping education, and then look at all the money that's going in that direction. Couldn't we use it someplace else? How about this? North Korean no-show Kim Jong-un hasn't been around in a long time. I wondered if he was hanging out with Dennis Rodman somewhere, but he makes his first public appearance in 40 days, they say. And I mean, it's been that long, 5 weeks, so there were all kinds of assumptions as what to happen to Kim Jong-un. They've talked about the possibility of gout and problems with gout and whatnot. So when he showed up and the media was there and taking his photo and video and all that kind of stuff, he did have a cane with him. He was limping a little bit, which would kind of make sense since they were talking about the possibility some of the people in Korea who had seen him, some of the rumors that were spreading was that's what it was, that he had problems from a couple of different things, from a leg injury that required surgery and whatnot, and hey, or gout, and the fact that he was limping, I would say, would go to the fact that it's probably true that there was something going on with his leg, and that's the reason why, that maybe he did have some kind of surgery and they clamped it down. In those kind of countries, of course, they can do that, but it doesn't mean that the rumors still will not spread, and they definitely spread. When you have these big settlements, it's a good thing, because in Minnesota, they have been plagued by this. A Minnesota judge signed off on a settlement Monday in a huge case that accused the Catholic Church. I think this was even featured on 60 Minutes. I can remember seeing it a long time ago, actually. That accused the Catholic Church in Minnesota of creating a public nuisance by failing to warn the people in the parish about an abusive priest. So the judge, the Ramsey County judge in this case, his name was James Vandenorth, approved the settlement after meeting with both sides, and it's a huge win. Even the St. Paul, Minneapolis Archbishop issued a statement saying it was a historic moment in the effort to assure the safety of kids and vulnerable adults. The details of the settlement weren't given, but the sides did release a 17 child protection protocol document that talks about protecting the kids in Minneapolis, the archdiocese, because of things that had happened in the past, abuse of altar boys and whatnot in the late 70s. And the big case was against Thomas Adamson in the 70s, saying that he was continued to be able to have access to children, even though they knew he had behaved inappropriately with young boys. And in a deposition earlier this year, Adamson himself said that he molested around 12 teenagers from the 60s to the mid-80s. And then finally they removed him in 85, and then finally they dumped him from the church. And guess how long that took? 2009. And here's the sad thing: for all those lives he destroyed, he was never criminally charged. Nothing. Never criminally charged for anything. Just boom, given a walk. You know, just after all of that, just given a walk. And it's so, so sad, for sure. But at least there's a settlement there, and now there's some protections, like, in place. And so they'll pay closer attention, and it's a whole new ball game. And then finally this, you know, we're talking so much about Ebola. In Orange County in California, they're confirming 3 cases of this enterovirus D68 that is potentially dangerous to the respiratory. It's a respiratory ailment that's been spreading across the country. The 3 patients are all kids. Kids are being affected by this, and there's a lot of awareness for it. So it's not surprising, they say, to identify it. There have been a total of 32 cases of this virus confirmed across the state, the most in San Diego County, 8 cases there. And the whole idea is to treat them as fast as possible, because they've had some of the patients who have experienced partial paralysis, and then some are recovering after that. And they say the virus spreads from person to person when somebody coughs, sneezes, or touches contaminated surfaces. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Bigger and bigger, and it's not fear-mongering, it's not people that are just in full-on panic mode because they're just panicked and they're believing crazy conjecture and conspiracy theory. No, it's not about that. It's about, are we really being told the truth? As you know, our satellite facility where I am right now is 11 miles from the hospital where the nurse now is in that isolation area and being treated. She's in stable condition, and it was just a week ago that Thomas Duncan died, the man with Ebola who traveled to the U.S. from Liberia. There's so much to talk about, so many variables in this whole thing. And we are pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Merrill Nass. And I'll tell you, Dr. Nass certainly knows about this kind of stuff. She writes at the Anthrax Vaccine blog. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
What do you think the biggest thing is, that the biggest misconception that's floating around out there, that we're being sold, I guess, by the CDC?
Well, I think the big misconception is that we are prepared for this. I don't think we're prepared. In my lifetime, and I've been practicing medicine for 35 years, we've never seen anything like it before. We haven't seen a disease that has a 70% death rate in Africa, and it looks like it might be 50% even with pretty good treatment. We also only have 4 or 5 very high containment hospital labs in this country, at CDC, Rocky Mountain, Nebraska, NIH, and I think USAMRIID in Maryland, have very high containment labs in a hospital setting. those places probably can really safely take care of Ebola patients. For the rest of the country, we're used to dealing with tuberculosis. That's what we consider, you know, a containment issue. And we've not seen anything like Ebola with a high death rate and that seems to spread in ways that haven't even been well defined yet.
Wow, so scary. Four containment labs, you could say, that can really, really handle this. And when you see that now the nurse that was being treated in the CDC saying, well, there must have been a break of protocol, and here in Dallas they're talking about other nurses are saying, well, there must have been something that wasn't followed. It's almost like they're just laying it all on this poor nurse that she must have taken off her glove. She must have accidentally rubbed her eye, and maybe she did, but it just shows you that Ebola is something that really is highly contagious. Am I right?
I think it's highly contagious, yeah. It has the number of cases that exist is doubling every 3 or 4 weeks, so that seems pretty contagious.
Do you think there's misconceptions about the way that you can get Ebola? Because that's the first thing we kept hearing. Don't worry, it's only through bodily fluids. We're doing this as a precaution. When they shut down Thomas Duncan's apartment, and initially they didn't scrub it with the hazmat stuff, then they ended up a couple days later with 141 bags, and they're following and monitoring the people and putting them pretty much in a lockdown situation, but originally they weren't. So, you know, that was what was kept. They kept saying is, well, don't worry, Dallas, don't worry the rest of the country, because it has to be bodily fluids. But I'd say on the show, Doc, that, you know, if you sneeze, what comes out with the sneeze? Are you getting everything in a handkerchief or in the tissue? No. And I
exactly.
think that's part of it. I think there's a misconception about what is bodily fluids and what is airborne. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I mean, there's airborne and there's airborne. So an anthrax spore, which is practically indestructible, you throw it in the air and it can travel 50 or 100 miles, you know, temperature, drying, UV are not going to kill it. But it takes at least 50,000 spores in general to make a human sick. With Ebola, it's very sensitive to UV. It's sensitive to drying. It's easy to kill, but you only need 1 to 10 viral particles to get sick. You don't need 50,000. So a very minute amount. When you speak, little moist droplets, invisible droplets, come out of your mouth and enter a room that is compounded with coughing and sneezing. When you flush a toilet, if someone with Ebola has had diarrhea, you're going to aerosolize some viral particles in the air. They may remain suspended in these tiny moist droplets for an hour. They may land on a moist surface and be viable for several hours or a day. And we don't really know what percent of cases are transmitted in these ways, but we know it's possible. We'd like to believe that we can control everything with this high containment gear that people are using. But in general, they've not been using a self-contained breathing apparatus. So they are breathing in air from the room, and it's possible that's how the nurse got this infection. It's also possible putting on and off the hazmat suit transmitted, you know, 1 or 10 viral particles to her. The thing is that Médecins Sans Frontières, which MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, has had at least 15 of their workers, and this is including doctors and nurses from the West, come down with Ebola despite wearing maximal protective equipment, even more than what was used at the hospital in Dallas. Now, 15 is not a big number. They have now 3,000 people on the ground. But it means that with the maximal protection that we know how to do, and CDC is recommending the MSF protocol now, or more of it, where some healthcare workers are still getting sick. So until the means by which this virus is being transmitted have been fully elucidated, people can't really let their guard down and assume that everything's just going to be all right if we do what we do for tuberculosis, because that is not the case.
We're speaking with Dr. Merrill Ness, and we're talking about Ebola, obviously. And Doc, and you said this, you know, that you've been practicing medicine for 30-some years, and you know, you've never seen anything like this. Well, what do you think people should do? Should they arm themselves with the facts? Should, you know, what should Americans do who are listening to this in all the nooks and crannies? Because there's people listening to us in Texas. There's people listening to us in New Jersey and Iowa and Florida. What's the smart play here?
Well, one thing to remember is that medical facilities became places where Ebola spread. So if a patient with Ebola comes to a hospital, they don't know they have Ebola. They're sitting in the waiting room. Other people may be affected by this. The staff in the hospital doesn't know they have Ebola until they have a positive test from CDC. You've got to be sick at least 3 days before that particular test is likely to show a true positive. So the hospital or the clinic is going to have trouble figuring out who has Ebola and who doesn't and separating the patients appropriately, you know, at the from the moment they come into the facility. So Africans have had to stay away from hospitals and clinics to avoid getting Ebola, and that means they are not getting care for malaria and for childbirth and things like that. Americans, if they do need to go to hospitals, are going to have to be very careful. So maybe it will be, not now, but in the future, may make sense to wear gloves, might make sense to use a mask, depending how this, you know, evolves. But the most important thing is that to control the cases here in the U.S., we have to control them in Africa. Because if this spreads throughout Africa and beyond, there are going to be more and more cases in the U.S.
Yeah, well said. Do you think, there's been some debate over shutting down travel. Other African countries are doing that. You know, in other words, in Kenya and whatnot, they're saying, no, we're not going to take any flights in from West Africa. British Airways did that. And some are saying, and the reason why we're not doing it, the administration is saying, because that would shut down the way for the workers to get there and whatnot. But I would argue that the workers are coming in through the government anyway. We certainly have giant planes, cargo planes, where we could take people over. Would it be safer to not even worry, to just temporarily halt this until the problem is solved in West Africa?
Certainly, you could have a 21-day quarantine for people, either at this end or that end, to prevent people bringing it into the country. But there will probably still be some people who bring it in inadvertently. We're assuming that 21 days is an adequate quarantine, but it turns out that a man can pass live virus in semen for up to 3 months.
Wow.
If he recovers. Women can pass it in breast milk for more than a month. So the 21 days is not a perfect number either.
All right, so there's a lot, like I said at the top, there's a lot of variables still at play. Dr. Nass, thanks for joining us on America Tonight. Very enlightening. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Good night.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Mardia Stone, who is an international health expert who just actually came back from Liberia working with the government at the epicenter of this deadly epidemic that we've been talking about, and concerned about what's happening here in the U.S. and concerned about what's happening, obviously, over in Liberia and what's going on with the experimental drug ZMapp and producing that. And she's got quite a story to tell. Dr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So you were there, and you went into communities that were quarantined because of Ebola. And you met with 80 Ebola survivors who didn't get that ZMapp. What did they tell you? How did they survive this?
Well, I didn't meet with 80 people altogether. There are over 100 people now who actually survived Ebola. But basically, most of them, when they became ill, showed up at the treatment center early enough to get the kind of care that they needed, because, the treatment for, there's no cure for Ebola, but the treatment is individualized because it depends on what kind of symptoms you're manifesting. So if you have a high fever, they treat that. If you're vomiting, they treat that. Whatever your symptoms are is what they treat. And the earlier you get there, the better it is. So they literally described what happened, how they felt, mostly starting off with a high fever that was unrelenting and perspiring profusely and having a very, very severe headache. So most of them started with that kind of symptom.
Wow.
People were just terrified, really terrified about catching Ebola, because you don't know who has it, and somebody can be exposed and manifest the disease at any moment, and you don't know who has it. So people are really terrified.
How are the families dealing with the devastating diagnosis when you said they're terrified of Ebola because they see how many people aren't surviving from this? What did you see among those who were survivors?
Well, one of the things, a lot of them were concerned about stigmatization because people really, even though they were tested negative for Ebola before they left the hospital, people were just afraid to be around them. And a lot of them, their families didn't even want them to come back home. You know, so they had this kind of stigmatization and discrimination against them. And for them, it was like, you know, you survive Ebola, but yet and still, people are not embracing. You know, they're not happy that you survived. They're just terrified of you coming in their midst. And so that was one of the things that survivors were experiencing. I talked to one of them a few days ago in Liberia, and he was saying that the stigmatization problem is it has not changed. People are still afraid of people who have survived, and people really still don't want to be around people who have survived because they don't believe that, you know, you're actually well, completely well, and that at any given moment you may reinfect them. I mean, you may infect them because you could become reinfected, which is not so, because, you know, people who survive have developed antibodies that protect them against secondary infections with Ebola. So once you have survived, you know, your likelihood of getting Ebola again is very, 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 very slim to none.
Yeah, Dr. Stone, is this why they're treating the one nurse in Dallas with somebody who survived Ebola with the blood from that patient because of the antibodies, I suppose? Is that the reason why?
Right. Right. Yes, that's the reason why. Because, you know, the first people who did this kind of experiment was way back in 1976. The Africans in Zaire at that time, people were dying so quickly, and for those who survived, they decided to transfuse the blood of people who had survived in those that manifested the signs and symptoms of Ebola, and it worked. And Western physicians and scientists were telling them, don't do this, don't do that, it's not going to work, but it worked. And so this is why now, you know, they can actually save more lives by transfusing blood into people.
Yeah. The ZMAP, in talking about people who survive without getting the ZMAP, and now there is the crush of scientists who are using other experimental drugs and trying to produce, the company producing the ZMAP. And yet some people will say, well, the ZMAP is, we don't know for sure, but it seems as though the few doses that were there helped the people. Tell us about ZMAP and what you think its effectiveness is.
Well, one really does not know whether those who survived actually survived because of ZMAP. Because, for example, with Ken Brantley, he was having supportive care before he got the ZMAP. But my understanding is that, you know, from what the story he tells is that from the minute he got the ZMAP, he could literally feel the difference in his recovery. So it's possible that it worked, but it's possible also that all of the other care he was getting, the hydration, treating every symptom that he had, probably is what saved him as well. Because, you know, there are over 100 people who did not have ZMAP, who didn't have any experimental anything, and they survived because they got to the treatment center early enough that they were given the supportive treatment that kept them alive. So the key is get to the center early enough, get to the treatment facility early enough, get to the hospital early enough if you start manifesting symptoms, because the sooner you get there and the sooner they start treating your symptoms, the more likely you are to survive.
Yeah. Dr. Stone, you were, as I mentioned at the top, obviously you were in Liberia. You're an international health expert. And you've been in epidemic spots before, I suppose. Did you, with now we're talking about what you're supposed to wear and the CDC saying the nurse must have somehow messed up because there's just no way with all the gear and the protective gear that she would have caught Ebola. But is that true? Because isn't there little things that could happen where you don't realize what you've done, even in just touching your eye or something, I guess?
Yes. One of the critical things about the protective gear is that, you're protecting yourself when you go into an area where somebody is acutely ill with Ebola. But the critical thing is taking it off, because most of the people who have gotten infected, who had protective gear on, got infected in the process of taking it off. And the reason for that is because, the when you're in close proximity to an infected person, the virus may get on your protective gear. So when you go to take it off, usually, at least in Liberia, they spray you with a highly concentrated chlorinated solution. They spray all over you with this stuff, and then you take it off, because you can touch the garment as you take it off and not realize that you have touched some area where some kind of infective fluid was. And, you go to touch it, you take it off, and you go to touch yourself. And you may touch your eye, touch your ear, touch your nose, or touch some part of your body, not realizing that you may have some small amount of this thing on your body, and then you get infected. So it is the taking it off, which is specific. You've got to take it off in such a way that you don't touch any part of your body as you're taking this thing off. And then, of course, it's discarded after you take it off. So yes, indeed, people get infected because they don't take off the garment properly.
Mm. What was the toughest thing about this whole latest trip for you, and seeing the devastation and, as you said, the stigmatism that people were feeling? What was the hardest thing about this?
Well, the thing was that it is a change in lifestyle, a change in the way people relate to each other. Liberians are people who love to embrace and touch each other. And the public health message is don't touch, don't hug, don't shake hands, And so people are keeping their distance. People aren't visiting their friends. And it's like a whole new way of living. And then you don't know who may have it. So, everybody is suspect. So everybody is sort of on guard, 24 hours of the day. And so it makes it a very tense way to live. And so it's intense. It's a very intense environment to be in at this point in time.
Dr. Stone, do you feel confident that with all the people that are helping and trying to get rid of, stomp out Ebola in West Africa, do you feel confident that we'll be able to get this under control?
Well, yes, I feel confident that you can get it under control. But the people have to help themselves. For example, the epidemic in West Africa started in Guinea. Guinea now has the fewest number of cases. And, they're containing the transmission of the virus more effectively than they are in Liberia. Liberia, where the transmission occurred from Guinea, has almost tripled the number of cases that you have in Guinea. And the reason, I believe, is because the people in Liberia are not really listening to the public health messages. And if they are hearing those messages, they are not applying everything that they're being asked to do. For example, the dead body of an Ebola-infected person is equally infectious as the live person. And people are being told, do not touch anybody who is dead, because you can get infected. But because of the traditions and the rituals, traditional rituals surrounding burial, people in villages and towns are still trying to bury the dead.
Wow. Dr. Stone, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
A couple turns left for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget about Nail the Score, Wednesday into Thursday show, last segment of the second hour. This time around, nobody nailed the score, although a couple of people came close, but close doesn't count. Stacy said the Cowboys would win 31-28. In the end, the Cowboys did win 30-23. How about that? They beat the Seahawks. Who knows what the game of the week will be? If you don't like football, think of it as playing a game. It's like paying a buck to rear back your arm and throw it at those balls that are piled up on the milk jug. You know, when you go to like a fair or the boardwalk, in my case, wherever it is. It's the same principle. All you have to do is call up and say who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. And you are taking a guess. Even if you were incredibly knowledgeable or thought you were very knowledgeable when it came to the matchups in the NFL, sometimes you have to just throw all that analysis out the window. So it's time now for another edition of Old School versus New School. Matt Johnson is now ushered into the studio. Matt, are you there?
I am here.
Because I know you're running around upstairs on a wireless somewhere at the plush center that you're in Minnesota, right?
Oh, very plush.
Okay, so our first one, and I think all of you can relate out there, plain old potato chips. I mean, you used to just get potato chips. Maybe they didn't have a ridge in them, or they were just, you know, so they would just be round potato chips. But there's basically two kinds. Now you have any kind of potato chip that you can imagine. They have gourmet potato chips. Forget just sour cream and onion. It's even beyond that. It's beyond barbecue and all the different flavors that you can have. You can have baked potato chips, and the baked potato chips have flavors on them, too. So are you a plain old potato chip guy, old school or new school?
I don't eat a lot of those, to be honest with you, so I'm kind of indifferent about it, but I think that probably new flavors are a little more intriguing.
Indifferent about potato chips. You are un-American, so I'm going to say, that gourmet potato chips rule because you can get any flavor you want. Now, who knows what that's doing to our bodies, and I do agree that it's probably not good to eat a ton of potato chips. So personally, I don't try to eat a lot of potato chips either, but if I was going to have potato chips, it would probably be with some kind of flavor. There would be some kind of flavor on them. All right, how about this? Spaghetti and meatballs, plain old school spaghetti and meatballs versus fancy pasta like sausage and pesto penne, for example, bolognese sauce, lemon pasta with chicken, vodka cream pasta. I mean, it is endless what they can do with pasta. Are you a fancy pasta guy, new school or old school?
Well, I think it's becoming more popular. I don't necessarily think it's new, though, because there's people been doing these recipes for a while, but I would definitely say the new branching out into different things.
You know, I like the branching out into different things, but I'm an old school person. I like, except for that, I like thin angel hair. I don't like thick giant spaghetti, but I like angel hair and just meatballs. My favorite thing when my grandmother made, she had this awesome recipe to be cooking all day long, was the meatballs from scratch, which was passed on to me. So I like it old style. Except for that, because I'm picky about that, I like to have my own spaghetti meatballs. I don't like to go anyplace else and get it. But I think some of the other stuff is pretty good, but I'm definitely old school. All right, this is one that some of you can relate to. You go to buy a bike now, and there's so many varieties of bikes, and the expense of these bikes, too. It is pretty cool. There's some of the different types of bikes that you can buy. So you have, like, you know, it used to be you just got a bicycle. It was like a Schwinn. Everybody had seemed to have a Schwinn. Now you can have a Paragetti, a Panarella, or some other expensive bike, and maybe even something in between. Even the cruisers are souped up now. So, Matt, are you old school bike or new school?
I just have, like, a regular mountain bike, which I don't know if that is old or new or in your system or what it is, but I had to Google what the two bikes that you just named were because I had no idea what that was. I thought maybe you were talking about the three-wheel trikes that are getting popular these days. So I guess just a more traditional mountain bike.
Yeah, I'm more traditional mountain bike person too. In my house, we have about 7 bikes, and they are some of those exotic names, and I have no idea what the difference is. Except for that my husband was really into biking, so it means that we have bikes hanging up on the ceiling in the garage of different varieties. So they have, you know, they go faster. I mean, some of them have different kinds of gears. It's crazy. But then they have those tiny, skinny tires. That's why I like the old school mountain bikes. I just like thick tires, although I do like to have some gears on the mountain bike and not just have no gears, because I've done that before. It's a great workout, but you can't keep up with everybody because they have all the expensive bikes with the 10,000 gears. How about this? A Twinkie or just original old cupcake versus the fancy $10 cupcakes, which I can't even believe it, but they do sell cupcakes for like $10. Like a chocolate peanut butter cupcake, or they have other kinds of cupcakes layered with all kinds of fillings in between. They have people that are making a massive living, Matt, off of cupcake specialty shops, and they're everywhere. I think in almost every city in the United States, you can find one of those gourmet cupcake places.
I'm not a big sweets person, and so I'm more of a pie person if I had to do anything rather than cake or whatever, but I do think that Twinkies are gross, so I would go with the more gourmet style, especially since I know someone who makes those, so I'll err on that side.
The person you know making them, are they doing pretty good with their gourmet cupcakes?
It's a side business, but it's going pretty well.
Mm. I'm with you. Twinkies are crappy. I wouldn't eat a Twinkie. And I'm not a sweet. It's funny. We have that in common. I am not a huge sweet person either. I mean, I'm more, my Achilles heel, if it would be with food, would be like, you know, something salty or that kind of stuff versus eating some kind of cupcake or sweet or whatever. But if I was going to, that's funny that you say that about pies, I would be the same way too. I would just rather have a slice of pie, like at Thanksgiving, a pumpkin pie or just a plain old apple pie to me would be great. So I agree
yeah,
with you.
That's definitely where I fall too. Like I don't know, I'm not like even on a birthday or something, I would rather have a pie than a cake.
Yeah, me too. Your good pal Jack from Down Under says, Matt, you Philistine. So he says, Twinkie, Twinkie, Twinkie. When I think of Twinkies, I just think, oh my gosh, I mean, how bad are they for you? I just think processed.
Extremely processed. And I mean, I don't think anybody's ever figured out what's really in them.
No.
Something that supposedly can last a really long time like that, I don't trust it.
No, you know what? That's kind of the problem with, if remember Morgan Spurlock's movie that he did, which launched his career, where he did the whole thing where he was eating the McDonald's hamburgers.
Right. Supersize Me.
Yeah, Supersize Me. And that was scary if you really watch that. You know, who doesn't every once in a while have an Achilles heel for French fries? But, oh my gosh, French fries can be, I mean, they're like petrified forests. They can last forever, French fries, and that's scary. But then what's put in it? What's put in those French fries that they last so long?
There's also a video that you can check out, and surprisingly, McDonald's put it out there because of the rumors of what happened with their chicken nuggets. But after watching it, it made me like them even less than I already did. I don't know. The way they make it into this paste, and I don't know. You'll have to check it out. It's not appetizing.
I'll have to watch that. And finally, magnetic football, the old school magnetic football game versus Madden football or some other video.
I would definitely go the new school route on that. I just, the magnetic football, that was before my time, but I can't find that super entertaining.
Where you had little guys that had
you didn't have any control over it.
My brother and I used to play that. Yeah, you didn't have any control. The thing with the video now is you got to really have patience and learn how to play it correctly so that you can be a superstar and know what you're doing, not just grab the controls.
And the new thing now too is I've done it, and I know my younger cousins and nephews have done it too, where it's FIFA is the game that everyone's playing because it's different than Madden, where it's just more fluid because soccer, you know, doesn't have any timeouts. You don't have to pick new plays. And so more and more kids are playing that video game, adults too, in their 20s.
How about that? FIFA. A big tip from Matt. I didn't realize that. Yep, soccer is bigger and bigger. And especially, like you say, you don't have to take those timeouts. All right, old school, new school. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.